Which brings us to sport now with Barry Guy.
Kia ora,
Barry. Dame Lisa Carrington leads an impressive canoe team for the Olympics.
That's right. It's New Zealand's largest ever women's canoe sprint team. Amy Fisher is back in the K1 500 metre after stepping away from selection for the last games and will also race in the K2 with Lucy Matahaere. Carrington is joined in the K4 by Alicia Hoskin and Olympic debutantes Tara Vaughan and Olivia Brett. And Carrington says she's enjoyed being a part of this Olympic cycle.
Motivation changes with who I am, so it's been really cool being a part of this team. It's only been 3 years, which is really different. And yeah, absolutely, the motivation's just kind of got deeper and really had to figure out, you know, why I do it, why it's important.
So New Zealand has six members of that team. They'll have two boats in the K1 and two in the K2 and one in the K4. Crusaders coach Rob Penny says he's not feeling under pressure despite a disastrous start to the Super Rugby Pacific campaign. There have been calls for Penny to be sacked as coach in the wake of the Crusaders' 1-7 record. Despite sitting dead last on the ladder, Penny says he has full trust in his players, which he believes are still capable of winning the competition.
It's just all part of the job. You know, we're not where we would like to be, and that causes, I guess, within the organisations, there's a little bit of anxiety around that. But I'm doing really well and just focused on what's in front of us.
The Crusaders are expected to welcome back captain Scott Barrett and back David Havili from long-term injuries for Friday's game against the Rebels. Arsenal have gone 3 points clear at the top of the English Premiership after thrashing Chelsea 5-0 at the Emirates. Arsenal are on 77 points, Liverpool 74, Manchester City also 74. City have two games in hand and Liverpool one. Koina na pūrongo, hakinikina.